Wakey coasties, when the sun rises over the best place on earth, these guys are here to wake you up and get you ready for the day. Paddy and Rob Palmer for breakfast on the coast, 107.7 Triple M.
G'day, this is Paddy and Rob Palmer. This is our podcast for Tuesday, the 25th of January. What a busy morning.
Jam packed today.
Yeah.
You and your bucket hat. Honestly.
I asked Rob for a little bit of help. I was in a bit of a dilemma at home anyway.
You've got to stop making promises that you can't keep.
I'm sorry. Narara Fest as well. We tried to find and pinpoint the exact location. We weren't very successful, were we?
No. We got descriptive answers, yeah. Just not quite what we're after.
Narara Fest 83. As well as that, Trevi Long, our tech expert. We've got him on our podcast. And also the wedding anniversary special with Sharon.
Oh, Sharon, what a legend.
Karina Anderson, she's the PR manager at Sanitarium Health Food Company, which make Weet-Bix. And they delivered us some things, a towel and some socks and all that sort of stuff. Thanks, yeah. Karina. Anyway, nice. Look, the issue, I got an issue and I want you to help me out because on Friday I took them home and I took a picture of the socks and the bucket hat and I texted it to my boy Cal. I said, he loves a bucket hat. And I said,
mate, he doesn't
love a bucket hat. And I said, mate, these are yours. And I thought, because my daughter Hannah, she loved the Weet-Bix towel.
The towel, yeah.
So I go home on Friday and I've got the towel with the bucket hat and the socks on there. There you go, darling. There you go. There's a towel from Sanitarium and Weet-Bix. She said, no, I want the bucket hat. I said, you can't take the bucket hat because I pulled it off.
You've promised it to Cal.
I even took a picture. I said, I'll show you the picture on the phone because I won't see Cal tonight. Anyway, she said, I want the bucket hat. I said, you can't get the bucket hat because that's Cal and my boys. And I said, even though you're my favourite daughter and only one, she said, well, I want a bucket hat. So you, my good friend Robert Palmer.
Yeah. Well, Sanitarium gave me a bucket hat.
That's right.
So, socks.
For the purpose of the exercise, could I borrow a bucket hat off you?
Boy, hang on.
Yeah.
You want to borrow a bucket hat?
That's right. Only for Australia Day, for tomorrow. And I'll give it back to you.
Well, you can't, because I've already given it to my daughter, Branny.
Oh, fuck.
She took it off me.
Thanks, mate.
I had the bucket hat on. I said, do you like my new bucket hat? She said, yeah, I do, Dad. I really do. And she took it off my head and put it on her head.
Separate.
She goes, I think it fits me better, she said. I said, I think you're right. Because my head is a little bit big for the bucket hat.
Okay, so me and my daughter, you're just separating family since 2022, Rob Palmer. Unbelievable. So I'm going to get, because you can buy all the stuff online. Can I borrow $20 then?
Well, you got to be careful what you start promising, Paddy.
They're a good bucket.
You keep making promises.
The kids love bucket. Cal, and he wore it to the beach on Sunday. They love bucket. Yeah.
Breaking promises since 2020.
And a good heart. That's what I'd say you had, Robert, when you went to the dentist last Friday.
I did. You're still dwelling on it.
Oh, I have to. You got root canal treatment.
I had root canal. I had no idea what was going on because they sedated me and our boss, Speedy, said, you should record some of what goes on because people, it might be interesting to see how someone, they do say you carry on a bit when you're going under, coming out.
You can get the whole chat on the listener app. It's a three-part series for the dentist. And I like this part. Just roll it. Please roll it now.
Hey, Gerard.
Oh, yes.
I've survived. I've just sent you a message to say everything's hunky-dory.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. Thanks for all the support, man. You've been the best. Couldn't ask for a better mate. Eh?
Trevor Long.
Is that your ringtone?
A text rent from EFTM.com.au. Good morning, mate.
Hey, can't Trev. Talk downloading the app to listen to that three-parter.
Oh, mate. I had no idea
that's
I'd said any of it.
Sounds like just at home on any normal
day. Yeah, I know.
That's right.
You know what?
Trevor, a mouthful of Cocoa Pops.
I said, were you coming from a nightclub or were you at the dentist? He allegedly was at the dentist, Trevi. So, three-part series on the listener app. How are you, mate?
Mate, can't complain, love and life.
Good boy. Mate, I read somewhere yesterday about, and I just wanted to know, did you know anything? There's a watch called a mosquito block. It's a 2-in-1 mosquito repellent with a digital watch. Is that a load of bull? Is that true?
It's either going to be a really smelly watch or a load of rubbish.
Right, okay.
I mean, you know, the idea of a mosquito blocking watch is not outrageous because it's really just, it sends out ultrasonic waves.
But that's right.
Like, they're probably just going to go to the other arm. I mean, how big would the waves be? I can't imagine they're going to block the whole campsite if you're out. Like, seriously, buy some air guard.
Okay. Yeah. All right, then,
yeah,
Dick.
Good idea.
All right, mate.
Nice. Now, back to school, Trev. Laptops, not as much as you might think.
Yeah, and I think this is a really important message for parents not to listen to your kids. Basically, yeah. If your kids are told they need a laptop for school, and obviously that's mainly primary, mainly high school, but some primary, the kids will always send you recommendations that they think are great. But if you compare them to what the school needs, you'll find you can save a lot of money. Now, to be very clear, if you buy your kids a $350 laptop, they're not going to be happy. It's not going to be the greatest thing in the world for them, but it will absolutely do what the school requires of them. So imagine, you know, kids are sick at home for a week for whatever reason, and there's some remote learning going on. Imagine you want to prepare for remote learning at any point. I had a look at Officeworks. There was at least four or five laptops under $700, touch screens, fold up ones. Like, there's some really good stuff, and they all look good too. They're not cheap, ugly looking things. So you do not need to spend big bucks. You can get good laptops under $1,000 and even under $500.
Trevor Long, our expert from EFTM.com.au and Channel 9. Mate, quite often we bag the telcos, but they're doing a bloody good thing here.
They are. I mean, with the volcanic eruption and the tsunami in Tonga, it's been a tough time for the people over there and a lot of families back here. Tongan people who have relatives or just people who've been to Tonga and have friends and family over there. So the telcos, Telstra on your postpaid mobile, and TPG through Vodafone and all their other brands on all of their services, free calls to Tonga as the communications come back online over there so that people can have more connections and make more conversations with their friends and family to keep them informed and let them know that we're all thinking of them.
Yeah, that's really good.
That's pretty cool.
And what's this new Casio keyboard?
You know what? I have to get one of these and bring it to you guys in the studio because apparently this keyboard at $800 not just plays great tunes and has all the sounds, but if you have an app and you link it to it, you can type lyrics, sync it with the keyboard, and it will sing them. So it has a vocal engine on board, so it's going to sing the lyrics that you write. So maybe you're a great piano player, but you can't sing for rubbish. Just type the lyrics in your phone, sync it with a keyboard, and the keyboard will sing it for you so you can get a sense of, is this the right fit for the song?
Is this going to put session singers out of work?
I don't think so, because I can't imagine it's going to be any good. Here's what I imagine. Yeah. I imagine you think of a great backup singer, Vanetta Fields for John Farnham, someone like that. Yeah. I think of this as being like having Patty as your backup singer. It's really just to check the lyrics against the music. It's not to release them for playback on Triple M.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, okay.
Cool,
right.
By keyboard, you mean like mini piano, not computer keyboard.
Not computer keyboard. Yes, okay, sorry. Yes.
Wow, so that's the new Casio keyboard that sings. Unbelievable, mate.
I'm going to bring it to you, boys.
All right. Hey, what are you doing for Australia Day, buddy?
I'm putting my feet up and hoping someone else takes the kids.
Good. Good work, Trevor Long.
Just hope. Live in hope, mate. Well done.
Textbook from EFTM.com.au. See you,
Trevor. Go to the dentist.
A great idea. Not.
See you, mate. See bye. You know Mickey D, who is coming in after 9 and he's still got the chafing because he wore those lycras on Friday. He's caught up with NXS, some of the guys from NXS.
What, just recently?
Yes, and he's playing it Friday, the interview. You'd think
they're good blokes.
Oh, yeah, Gary B is a former local bloke. And because it's all part of the Narara Festival, because it was 39 years ago. And would love to know, did anyone go to Narara Festival? Because Mickey did back in 1983, right?
Yeah, but he can't remember where it was or how he got there.
He was a young lad. But because the thing is, a lot of they did 83 in Narara, 84 in Narara. And what happened is that everyone thought it was Narara. It wasn't up Narara. It was up at Somersby. And they still do some music. I've dropped Cow My Boy.
Why'd they call it Narara Festival?
Don't know. And people.
Well, Narara might have been big. Wombie's a big suburb. That's probably the biggest suburb on the coast, isn't it?
Wombie?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not quite
sure. Massive. It's massive. It just keeps going and going.
But what happened? People were rocking up to, say, from Sydney thinking, we'll go to Narara Station. That's where the festival is. All these people getting up at Narara Station. But it wasn't there.
Sorry,
mate. It's up the hill.
Trick question.
Did you get fooled by that?
Yeah, that was a locals only stunt.
April shouldn't have had it on April 1st. So, and they had an 83, which was all just Aussie bands, which apparently that was NXS's big day. And we got from Mickey D's doing a feature for it on Friday and playing a lot of the music from Narara Festival 83. And then 84, they opened up, I was talking to Mickey about it yesterday, they opened it up to international acts. But we're trying to find...
Were you there? Yeah, I would love to know if you were there and exactly where it was. I want to go and check it out on the ground and see what the place is like now. Is it exactly... Oh, is it still a field?
It might be industrial sheds now.
It could be anything there.
Yeah. Because, as I said, I know last year, a cow, my boy, was it last year or the year before? I'm not quite sure. I dropped him off at festivals, you know, because of COVID. They had a lot of festivals up there. But I don't think it was Mickey D, because I was talking to Mickey about it yesterday. I think it was west of there. And
just to say it was near Old Sydney Town's not enough.
No. Exactly, we want to pinpoint. We want to get the... coordinates exactly right.
That's right.
That's right. We want to cross-check and we want to go latitude 22.3, longitude 27.9.
Is that narrow enough?
Yeah, well, maybe not as precise as that.
Now you need 3 decimal points on latitude and longitude.
Oh, do you really?
That's a square. If you only go 1 decimal point, kilometres of square kilometres.
Oh, is that 21.3? So we would need 21.324.
Probably right? Something like
okay,
that. Anyway. Were you there? We'd like to know.
And, yeah, where the bloody hell is it? Because I'd like to go and visit it. You know, relive the memories. Like, you remember Woodstock? Everyone would go, oh, do you want to go and see where bloody Woodstock was?
Relive
the memories.
I was 7.
That's all right. We'll relive those memories.
Okay.
But, yeah, were you there? And give us or do you know who owns it? Give us a call. Let us know. 133-553, because we want to do some stuff up there.
Hey, John from Chittaway.
Hey, how you going, mate? How you going?
Yeah, not too bad. Mate, we're looking at Narara 83. We're looking at the exact location and who owns that property. Now, what have you got for us?
Yeah, well, as I said, I was working for a bloke back in the day as a builder, and he owned this property, and it was heritage listed because I remember he couldn't do much with the house and that. Anyway, now there was a rock up in the property, at the back of the property somewhere, apparently carved in a rock, is Janis Joplin's name or initials, and apparently she stayed there and scribed it there herself. Now, he said that the music festival was held there. Now,
No. Well, the music festival was, we're looking at Narara, the one at Summersby's, not at Arimba.
Yeah, but in 83 when they made it international.
Oh, no, 84 when they went international. So Janis Joplin did 84?
Yeah, I'm not sure. But as I said, mate, I was only young at the time. I was 15 working for these blokes, and they were telling me all about it. And they reckon that the music festival was held there. I don't know. I was talking about my mum, and then you guys were talking on the radio, so I thought I'd give you a call.
You reckon Janis Joplin's initials are on a rock at Arimba?
Yeah, right near the campus there, the bloke's property.
Yeah.
It's about 3 properties before the campus if you're heading from, like, Chittaway towards Gosford.
All right, okay.
And, apparently her initials are scribed in this rock there.
Okay, all right, Johnny.
3 kilometres from Chittaway heading towards Gosford.
Okay, so we just got to look for a rock.
All right.
Okay, Johnny. Okay,
Mate, that's good intel. John.
We will try and get to the bottom of it, Johnny.
Yep.
All right, thank you for that, mate. We've got Shane from Empire Bay. Hello, Shane.
Shane-o.
Hey, fellas, how are you? Are you back in the studio, Rob?
No, he's at home, of course.
Yes, I was yesterday, Shane.
I had a day off yesterday.
Oh, jeez, I tell you what, is this a certain exclusive club you might, boys? So is Mrs. at home? Is at home, and he's now at home still. But look, you went to the Red Hot Summer Tour on Sunday.
Oh, man.
Bloody good.
Unreal. Yeah. Unbelievable, mate. You probably can't compare the two, but it reminded me of Narara back in the day, you know what I mean?
It was just
a good vibe. I'm an old fella, mate. Yeah, got there. Never got to see any music, but we got to the car park and we had a great time anyway.
Well, how come you never got to see? Didn't you pay for the tickets?
Well, no, we just decided to go at the pub one night, and then we turned up the next day and just had to hang in the car park. It was unreal. We could hear it. It was good. But listen, Red Hot Summer Tour is why I'm ringing, mate. They haven't lost a beat in the last, I don't know, 3 or 4 decades. We've been blessed with some really good Aussie music, and they went off. I tell you what, who the gurus? Man, how they get the energy at that age, I've got no idea, but they blew us away. It was fantastic, absolutely fantastic.
Because we're just trying to find the coordinates of where the Narara Festival was, going back to that.
It wasn't in Narara, it was at the back of bloody Summersby
back
somewhere.
Somewhere.
Yeah, I wasn't driving, I was slept most of the way. But we've been to the pub.
As a witness, you're bloody hopeless. That's That's what we're trying to
It won't stand up in court. No, I was never there, Paddy.
somewhere near Somersby. Useless.
All right. Oh, that narrows it down. All right. So we've got a rock at Arimba with Janis Joplin's signature and somewhere in Somersby. Thanks for your help,
boys. I don't think Janis was still alive, mate. Now you're showing your credentials.
No, we just had a call. We just had a call. All right, Shane. Thanks for that, mate.
Hey, be good. See you, fellas. Bye. Oh, thanks, good luck with the root canal. Mate, how'd the root canal go?
Oh, fabulous. Tell you what, did you hear yesterday?
I was out of action yesterday, mate, but I could just imagine your dribble coming out from a numb mouth.
It was. Get it on the listener app. Get it on the listener app. It's a three-part series. All right, Jono. Thanks for that, mate. See you,
boys.
Bye. You know, I can understand how investigators can get very frustrated at times.
Yeah. I'll ask you again.
Yes. What are the coordinates of where that bloody Narara Festival in 83?
Pub car park near Somersby somewhere.
I can't remember. And Janis Joplin died in 1970, Matty, our producer, said. So that first call, went bloody nowhere. Anyway, so we'll keep searching, mate. We'll keep searching and see what happens. Yeah, it is.
Like panning for gold. You get a crumb eventually.
It is. Macca from Wyoming. How old? You were there. How old were you, buddy?
8 or 9 when I went with my older brother and older sister. Now, they're in their 60s, but too early to wake them up. But what I will do is I will give them a call later in the day.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure that my brother Keith will remember.
Yeah, okay.
But I do remember it was in a natural amphitheater. I remember it was wasn't a deep valley, but there was a bit of a valley there, and I remember playing in the mud.
Okay, all right.
Okay, so there was mud, there was mud, there was a valley.
Natural amphitheater.
Yep, and Macca's brother Keith will remember once he gets past nap time today.
Yeah, I'm hoping Keith or my sister Sue will remember.
Okay, beautiful.
But like I said, it was a long time ago, I'll give them a call later today.
Thanks, Macca. Cheers, mate.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Good on ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, we're getting to the bottom of it, Rob. We've got Adam from Berkeley Vale as well.
Oh, g'day, Ad.
How are we doing, guys?
Yeah, mate. What do you got for us?
Well, I did a really modern thing. I just Googled Narara 83 site map and seen what it came up with.
Okay, we could have done that. Okay.
Well, why didn't we think of that?
Okay.
Go on. Okay. What did it show you?
This modern thing that you've done, what does it show?
Well, it's gone to this Australian Music History site, and it says there's actually a picture of a promotional thing next door to Old Sydney Town.
Well, you know what? I spoke to Mickey D, who's doing Next Door. And, like, you've got Old Sydney Town, then you've got the Australian Reptile Park. But, like, I've taken my son a couple of years ago up to a festival. It may be there. You know where you have Worthington BMW go up that road?
Yeah, right? But is it north, west, east or south next door? Next door could be anywhere. Old Sydney Town's massive.
Yeah. So.
Now, this may help you also, guys.
Okay, write it down.
When I was looking through some of the stuff on this site, it says that somebody died in a farm dam.
Yes.
It was on a farm next to Old Sydney Town. So if it wouldn't be, you know, so if it's a farm next to Old Sydney Town and they could see Old Sydney Town through the cyclone fence.
Mm. Kev from Kincumber rang about it.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. I don't know, it was someone from the festival that died in the dam.
To Old Sydney Town. So there's a dam.
There's a dam.
Next door to a farm with a dam.
Okay. All right.
The dam is on the farm next door to Old Sydney Town.
Okay, now.
The gig was on the farm with the dam. So the dam was. Yeah. Oh, right. Okay,
I've got Old Sydney Town. It bloody was that road. Hang on. Maddie, our producer, has just given us a
map. This is probably a conversation for off air.
Yeah. Now, Maddie, just looking at this map. I'm not bloody good at reading maps. The last thing you should have given me is a map. So you've got Old Sydney Town, the main stage. I know where it bloody is.
You strike me as someone that could read a map.
So, Adam, thank you so much for that information.
That's
invaluable. It's bloody been invaluable, mate. It was last week we were speaking with Colin O'Malley, because Cole was from Niagara Park. Cole's the neighbour of the Jensens, and that wild storm ripped through on the Saturday afternoon. Because I was talking to you on the phone.
He described it like a tornado.
Yeah,
just ripping through one section of of the road and through a couple of houses, and it was so focused.
Yeah, it destroyed the Jensen's home. The tree came through. We've got the wife who was injured in that wild storm. Her name is Samara Jensen. She joins us this morning. How are you going, Samara?
Yeah, not too bad. Getting there.
God, that was wild. What happened, wasn't it?
Yeah, just absolutely crazy. I've never gone through something like that in my life. It was very, very crazy.
Hey, so where were you in the house when like the tree came down?
Oh God, in a lucky spot in the house, I guess. I was at the front door. I had my keys in my hand. I was trying to shut the front roller door because it was hailing so bad. So I was like, oh, I've got to, you know, shut the roller door so the hail doesn't get my car. And yeah, I was inside still, but at the front door. So yeah, I guess if I was 2 meters in another direction, it probably wouldn't be as lucky as I was.
Yeah, we wouldn't be here talking.
Wow. Really? Well, I mean, when we spoke to Colin, he said this thing just hit like some sort of tornado. You wouldn't have even seen it coming. It just sort of was there all of a sudden.
No, it was honestly like this freak thing that just came out of nowhere. All of a sudden I just heard some storming and thunder, and I thought it was just going to be a little, you know, thunderstorm, but it was almost like the winds and the hail, and it was just the craziest thing I've ever seen. And it was just seemed to be in that pocket of our area, at Lizaro there. So it's just, yeah, it was really unexpected.
Did you hear the crack of the tree?
I didn't hear the tree crack until it hit the roof, until it hit the actual house. I guess the wind and that was so loud that until it hit the house, I didn't know.
Wow. And when you hear a tree hit a house and it's your house, what's your first reaction?
Oh, I don't even know. I fell to the ground. I was just in shock. I think it was the roof, debris that got me, like a beam in the roof that collapsed, which was, I guess, yeah, lucky. I don't know. I just ran down into the bedroom because the roof just kept caving, like it just kept moving the house and it kept caving in. So I ran into the bedroom and then I saw myself in the mirror, which wasn't a very good sight because I had crap in my eye. I couldn't open my eye and my head and everything was bleeding. But my neighbor just ran, tried to, you know, run in and trying to get me out. They ended up getting me out the bedroom window. They carried me out.
You wouldn't think a Saturday afternoon. Terrifying. I know your husband, I think, was at the Tall Timbers Hotel. You were all getting ready to go for dinner there. And that happens on a Saturday afternoon. It just blows you away.
I know. I just worked all day and I said, I don't feel like going out for dinner. My husband and my little 4-year-old left 10 minutes before it happened. So honestly, like I'm so very grateful that they weren't there. And I'm just so very grateful that my injuries, I'll be able to recover from. So
you're going okay?
Yeah, I'm going okay. It's more like the, the mental side of it as well, which is really hard at the moment. But I'm slowly can open my left eye again, which is good. It's just, yeah, I've looked better.
Oh, mate. How about your living situation? How are you living at the moment without a house?
Well, you know, our in-laws took us in for the week, which was lovely. And we were really, really lucky to get a rental property not far from where we were.
Brilliant stuff.
Yeah. So we just moved in on the weekend and we're just really grateful that we got this because I know rental properties are so hard at the moment as well. So
yeah. And that's the thing, Samara, like have the insurance company said can they start working on it, or is that to fix the house, or is that going to be some time away?
We're still trying to get all that sorted. Hopefully in the next week or so we'll get some more answers with that. But I guess it's going to be a lengthy process because all pretty ruined. The saddest part is we, you know, obviously spent years and years renovating that house. It's our first home and we'd put a lot of money and effort into it. We managed to, salvage a few things, which was good. That was, sentimental. So that's good.
Yeah. Well, thank goodness you have your health. And we spoke to, we told the Central Coast about what had happened. And we sort of said, look, is there anyone out there that wants to, help out and just to, let you guys know that you're not alone. And someone who did get in touch with us was Sharon from Narara, an extraordinarily generous lady, and she's on the phone with us right now. G'day, Sharon.
Hey, Shaz.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. How you going?
Not too bad, thank you.
Yeah, we've got Samara, Sharon, from Niagara Park on. We've just been speaking with her. Sharon,
hi.
Vice versa. And, yeah, $1,000, Sharon, that you gave to the family.
Yes. I couldn't imagine what it would be like.
No, Sharon, I just wanted to say, like, a huge thank you to you. I can't believe you've done that. Such generous people out there. I don't even know you, Sharon. It's just beautiful.
Look, that's just the person I am. And when I heard it, I just went, nah, got to do this.
Oh, that's so lovely of you. I'm really thankful.
Yeah, Samara,
you're welcome.
It restores your faith in humankind, doesn't it, really?
Yeah, like honestly, the support that everybody has given us is just amazing. I am really, really grateful.
And Sharon, you're going through a pretty tough time yourself.
Oh, yeah, but it is what it is. I'm just waiting on a new liver. I'm sick of spending time in hospital. I spent 3.5 months last year in a coma and on life support down at RPA.
Holy jeez. Tell you, are you doing okay?
I've just not long come back from hospital. Yeah. I think it was the Saturday before that storm hit that I just got back home from hospital again.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. And you're waiting for a liver.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But that's all right. I mean, everybody's, there's always someone worse off.
Yeah, isn't it funny you hear that? Yeah. Well, Sharon, look, we would like to thank you from everyone here for what you did, helping just Samara out, who you don't know. And you're going through, as we said, a really tough time. Oh. You're an absolute legend. And same with you, Samara, you know, what you've gone through as well.
The positivity that out of you two right now is enough to put tears in your eyes. You guys are fantastic.
Absolutely. And Sharon, I hope you're okay. I hope everything's okay.
You're fine. Just wait for that phone call.
So I know this money was for your wedding anniversary. Was that right?
Yes.
Okay, we are going.
We've never had one.
We are going to get something for you. All right.
We're onto it, I think, Sharon.
And have you told your husband about that yet, Sharon?
Mm-mm.
No. Okay then.
All right. Okay.
Hey,
I mean, like
Samara,
I mean, like, a couple of secrets.
Oh, Samara, do you have another spare bedroom at your house now?
I absolutely do.
Sharon might be over for the week.
Oh, to you girls, seriously, very inspiring. Samara Niagara Park and also Sharon from Narara. Listen, thank you so much, girls, for joining us today.
Humanity's alive and well in you two.
Damn straight it is. Well done. And she's just an absolute legend. And Sharon, we've got her back on the phone with us. Hey, Shaz.
Hi, Sharon.
Hey, guys. Hi, guys. How are you?
Not too bad. You're a legend. You're an absolute legend. You don't know how many. You are a legend. Don't say you're not. You are.
Yeah. And don't leave a space to answer, Patty. She'll just deny it. Now, what we thought was because, you know what, you and your husband had an anniversary plans that you sort of put to the side in order to help someone out who really does need your help, who probably wouldn't ask for it, but really does need your help. And so we really appreciate what you've done, mm-hmm. and I know Samara does. And on the back of that, we just thought we might try and help you out. Yeah. With something going on in your life, like your anniversary,
and
Patty Gerard.
Sharon, what's your husband's name?
David.
How long have you been married?
It's coming up to 20 years.
20 years?
20 years.
Good stuff.
That's brave in itself.
And we've never had an anniversary.
Never
had. That's jinx.
Oh, don't worry, Sharon. I forgot cursed my wife's anniversary last year.
We forgot last year.
It does happen. After the first anniversary, you just forget.
Yeah.
What's his good point? What's his best point, David?
Who, David?
Yeah, what's his best point?
He's an absolute legend.
Yeah.
What him and my son went through when I was at RPA in a coma for 3.5 months, he was going to work, coming home, making sure, like, getting dinner. He was, like, basically, he was like me. Had to do everything plus work 6 days a week. So
he's a keeper. He's definitely a keeper.
Yes, he is. Okay. Funny you should say that because he actually is.
Okay. Okay. Good mark.
Tick
there for David. Well,
I'm going to give him 99% for that report card.
Well, Sharon, Crown Plaza Terrigal Pacific have called us. And what they've got for you and David, they're going to give you accommodation, night's accommodation in an Ocean View King Room at Terrigal. As well, while you're there, you've got dinner for two in the Sea Salt Restaurant, one of the most finest restaurants to dine in on the Central Coast. You've got overnight parking, and then you and David the next day have got buffet breakfast for two the following morning. So thank you to Crown Plaza at Terrigal Pacific for doing that.
Oh, God. Thank you. I don't even know what to say now.
You will enjoy it there. We love staying there. And thank you to the team at Crown Plaza Terrigal Pacific. You can stay, dine, and unwind in the heart of Terrigal. It is the greatest place to stay. You want a staycation, this is the place to stay on the Central Coast and the place to dine as well. And get buffet breakfast there as well. So that's all for yours, Sharon. And to you and David, thank you. I know a lot of people just be sending out hearts and well wishes to you.
Normally, Paddy would offer to bunk down with you for the night, but because it's your anniversary, he's going to back off this one occasion.
Oh, dear, I was sort of looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Is there a chance, like, I could join you for dinner? But well done, Sharon. You enjoy that.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, on Crown Plaza, Terrigal Pacific, and hope all goes well too.
It will. Thank you guys so much, and thank you to Crown Plaza.
You know what, Paddy?
I know.
For friends of Triple M and family to bulk up the numbers, download the Listener app.
We're talking LISTNR.
Yep. And if you favourite breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer.
You are legends.
Well, yeah, that's very good of you. And you can listen anytime you like.